Hello, Mrs. Liknam, how are you doing? Congratulations on your achievement. Only two lessons, if I'm not mistaken, to finish the Power English. Wow. So you've come a long way, and here you are. You improved a lot. Congratulations. Keep going. And we support you with our hearts. Okay, so let's talk about the topic. So, failure. Recently, I've been talking to one of my friends, and she was a girl, yeah, and she was talking about her boyfriend, and she said that, hey, her boyfriend won't give her much attention, and she was saying that she's thinking about leaving him, and the guy was thinking about leaving her, and you know, it was almost the finish line of their relationship. So it was like that. So she was just constantly saying that, you know, I'm not that kind of guy, that kind of girl to be able to handle failure, especially in relationships. I can't feel it. I feel devastated. I feel depressed and different stuff. So I was just constantly reminding her that sometimes in relationship we fail. Sometimes we, of course, most of the time in life we fail in order to achieve mastery and success. And I was just constantly reminding her. I was just saying, okay, if this relationship is in the finish line, it's gonna be end. This is the end of your relationship. It's okay. Okay, you feel bad. Okay, if you wanna go and cry, it's totally fine. But maybe in future relationships, you will find better person, better guy to be with, to have a better life, to feel the happiness. And I was just constantly reminding her. You know, the bad thing about our generation, the guys, the girls from 70s, 80s, you know, no one teach us these kind of things, okay? The schools, the society, the government, they won't teach us to fail, especially the schools, because they're constantly grading, they're constantly separating the good ones, the bad ones. Oh, you're a terrible one, you're a good one. And we are constantly are making our children, our generation, to feel afraid of mistakes and failure. And that's why a lot of people who tries to learn English, they fail. They fail to learn good grammar. They fail to learn lots of good points in life, especially because when you start a business, you want success at the first try. Almost 99% of the first starters, first tries, they will fail. 99% of them. So we have to somehow embrace the failure. We have to understand that we fail most of the time. And as a result of that, okay, the good thing about failure is that we have something to learn. Okay, we just see it. Okay, we failed. Why we failed? We get some feedbacks from it. We learn from it and we go forward. We learn and learn and learn. We have some experiences. We feel the life. And then we will make ourselves more improved and more developed. So this is all about self-improvement, self-development, which, you know, no one has taught our generation, because I think in the past, especially in my father's age, he's at the moment 60, so I believe he was born, of course, he was born in 40s, and he's a guy from 40s generation before the revolution of Iran, so they were constantly working. So when someone is constantly working, when he's, you know, for example, 14, 15, when that person is working, he's more involved, more engaged with life. That person can risk, sometimes fail, can understand failure better. You know, rather than like these kind of generation, they don't even get it what failure is, and that's a real problem. So yeah, I don't want to make this long. That is my opinion. Thank you so much. I really, really enjoyed the idea of yours. Of course, I read some of the quote that you shared, and my favorite one was from Edison, as you mentioned, and of course Van Gogh. You know, only he sold one drawing of himself, and wow, so he failed a lot when he was alive, and when he died his drawings got very famous. So wow, my favorite one was Van Gogh and of course Edison. So thank you. All I can say is that thank you so much. Please share more of your ideas. I like to hear a lot from you guys. And keep going, try harder, and see ya.